So today's topic is Grace Shashkrit Prabhu. So Prabhuji will enlighten us on Chaitanya Charitamrita. So thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable association. Now you can take over, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mata. So we are reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Chapter 20, Text 319. This chapter is entitled Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Instructs Sanatan Goswami in the Science of the Absolute Truth. So the sloka is Manvantara Patara Ebasuna Sanatana Asankhya Ganana Tandra Sunaha Karana. The translation is, O Sanatana, now just hear about the incarnations who appear during the reign of each month, Manvantara avatars. They are unlimited and no one can count them. Just hear of their source. So there's no purport in this one, so we'll read the next one. ब्रह्मार एक दिने हया चौदह मन्वंतरा चौदह अवतार ताहा करेन ईश्वरा. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jaye. Translation: In one day of Brahma, there are 14 changes of the manus. And during the reign of each of those 14 manus, an incarnation is manifested by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. From this verse, it can be calculated that in 1 month, 30 days of Brahma's life, there are 420 Manvantara avatars, and in that And that in 1 year, 360 days of his life, there are 5,040 Manvantara incarnations. Thus, for the 100 years of Brahma's life, there is a total of five million and four Manvantara avatars. In addition, the Manus themselves are considered partial incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Ajnana Timurandasi Gananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitamena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is instructing Sanatana Goswami about the science of the Absolute Truth. So, this is the beauty of Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta, that we follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is non-different from Radha Krishna, and he was just here, like Prabhupada would say, he was just here like few minutes ago, recently. Because Krishna appears once in 8 billion years. So considering that, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was just here 500 years ago, and Sanatan Goswami and all the Goswamis studied directly under him the science of Bhakti Yoga. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught them not only the philosophy, but also the ideal behavior of a Vaishnava. And after the Goswamis, we had like, you know, Narottam Das Thakur, Lochan Das Thakur. Like this, the parampara is very recent. We had like Madhavendra Puri, Ishwara Puri, and we had Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada. So we are very fortunate to be in this world, right behind all these great acharyas, especially like Srila Prabhupada was just here very recently, just like 40 years ago. Prabhupada was here. So this is the beauty, because most of the people out there, they claim to be spiritual. You know, like for example, in Atlanta where we live, there are like about 50 temples here, Hindu temples. And, you know, they all have big temples, palatial temples, marble temples, and, you know, they have deities, and they have pujaris, and like this. So many temples are there, you name it. But they don't understand any philosophy. Or they understand very little philosophy. And when you hear the philosophy, it's not according to the Bhagavad Gita. The other day, when we set up book table in an Indian market, we met one nice man. He bought a book and gave a donation, but he was saying how, you know, he's a disciple of, you know, Brahma Kumaris, and in their teaching, they don't believe in Kali Yuga, and they don't believe like Krishna incarnating, and they don't have any concept of like a better world, like Vaikuntha and stuff like that. I was very shocked to hear that, you know, he claims to be spiritual and he claims to be Hindu and like that, but he did not even, you know, agree that Bhagavad Gita was spoken by Krishna. So this is just one example. Like that, there are hundreds of examples, but they don't have any Siddhanta. They don't have any even basic Siddhanta, what to speak of all the elaborate Siddhanta that we have. So much information is given in our books, like Prabhupada translated. Prabhupada said Bhagavad Gita is basic, then you have Srimad Bhagavatam, then you have Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita is nothing but Srimad Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to show us how to put Bhagavatam in action. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is enacting the Srimad Bhagavatam. And then you have, you know, Krishna book and Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instruction, so many books. So this is the beauty. Because, you know, without philosophy, you know, we can be cheated. Like Srimad Bhagavatam said, Dharma Projita Kaitava Atro Paramo Nirmacharanam Satam. Bhagavatam says, even if you approach a bona fide religion, wanting something material, Bhagavatam calls that cheating. So Bhagavatam is so strict. So our Siddhanta is so pure. It's very important. And there is one place in Vrindavan where when we were traveling, when we were parikrama, when we were doing parikrama, we saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disciple, Sanatana Goswami. He has built this samadhi. It's called Granth Samadhi. So what happened is, Sanatana Goswami has written so many volumes and volumes and volumes of books. But then he came to this realization, he came to this conclusion, who in Kali Yuga is going to understand all these books? So he just dug a hole and buried them and covered them. And, you know, so he said, let these people of Kali Yuga, they cannot understand much. Let them just read some basic texts and just chant Hare Krishna. That's why it's given to us over and over and over in our scriptures. It says, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Alav Nasti Eva Nasti Eva Nasti Gati Ranyat. That in this age of Kali, there is no other way, than chanting Hare Krishna. Because we cannot understand too much. Of course, Prabhupada has given a lot of books, but he said still, it's just only a little bit he's given. Because he said, you know, in this age we cannot understand so much. So this is the mood of the acharyas. We do need philosophy, bona fides philosophy. The amount of knowledge that's available there, we cannot even tell. But it is a science. It's not a sentiment. Otherwise, just like, you know, the whole world, they don't have any philosophy. They don't have any bona fide siddhanta. Then what happens is, like, you know, people have all kinds of misunderstanding. They claim some human being to be God, and they have the Mayavadi philosophy that everybody is God, and, you know, such and such person is God, such and such guru is God, and people chant all kinds of mantras, and people do all kinds of pujas. It's all like manufactured. It's not bona fide. Like Prabhupada one time, actually what happened is with the pranam mantras we chant, Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pasyatya Desitarine. So this pranam mantra, Prabhupada actually wrote down his own pranam mantra, and the disciples asked that they would like to have a second pranam mantra for him. Basically it means Srila Prabhupada has come to this world, especially to the Western world. Nowadays everywhere there's impersonalism. To deliver the world from impersonalism and voidism. Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Desitarine. And Srila Prabhupada also said one time that he is the only guru that came from India that did not claim to be God. So this is the position of the world. The world is covered with impersonalism, voidism, Mayavad philosophy, Sahajya philosophy, so many bogus philosophies. And Prabhupada was actually very strict about that. He will not tolerate. One time, Prabhupada was speaking in a Pandal program, and there was thousands and thousands of devotees. And Prabhupada explained how, you know, people, such and such a guru claims to be God, but the symptom of one of the opulences of Krishna, one of the, you know, we call him Bhagavan. So one of the opulence of Krishna is his beauty. Adaiswarya Purnam. So Prabhupada explained how when you see Krishna, Krishna is so beautiful that you will faint. Just like when Krishna played his flute, the birds flying in the sky, they fall down unconscious. And like solid mountain, like Govardhan Hill, will melt and start flowing like a river. And Yamuna becomes frozen. Like this, Prabhupada explained, you know, how beautiful is Krishna. And Prabhupada said, but, you know, if some such and such rascal is claiming to be Bhagavan, but Prabhupada said, he looks so ugly. he looks so ugly. And Prabhupada said, but he claims to be God. He said, I kick on his face. So Prabhupada was very strong against this Mayavad philosophy and impersonal philosophy. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching the real position of Krishna. And there's so many, like thousands and millions of incarnations. There is like, you know, Shakti Avesh avatars, Manvantara avatars, so many avatars. And it's mentioned, for humans, we cannot even conceive all this. So therefore, there are 10 main incarnations that are given. So still we cannot understand. The same thing we're reading again and again. When it comes to Narasimha Chaturdasi, we read how Narasimhadeva appeared from a pillar and he killed Hiranyakashipu. Same Leela, we read it over and over, still we cannot understand. When it comes to Ram Naam, we read how Dasarath didn't have son. He did this Putra Kameshti Yagya, he had sons, and Rama killed Ravana. So many details we cannot understand. Matsya Avatar, Urma Avatar, and, you know, Krishna and Balaram and Buddha. We cannot understand. We're hearing year after year, same thing over and over. So how are we going to understand how Krishna appears among the aquatics and trees and vegetables and among the devatas and the demons? And so the 10 incarnations are listed. If we can try to understand that much, then Krishna says, Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yoveti Tatva. Yaktva Deham Punarjanma Naiti Maam Iti Sarjana. Krishna says, if you just understand my appearance and activities, how you're a spirit soul, you're part and parcel of me, you're not God, but you're my eternal servant, and if you understand my supreme position, then you will come back to me. Yaktva Deham Punarjanma Naiti Maam Iti. Like, you won't get another janma. In another verse, in the second chapter of the Gita, it says, Dehinosmi Nita Dehe Homaram Yovanam Jara Tatha Dehantara Prapti. There he says, Tatha Dehantara Prapti. You definitely get another body. Going from childhood to youth to old age, similarly, you get another body after death. But here, he says, if you just try to understand my supreme position, you will never have to take birth again, Krishna says. So this is the beauty. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach, and he made it very simple, because there are so many different philosophies out there. Ramanujacharya taught, Madhvacharya taught, Nimbarka Swami taught, Vishnu Swami taught, Shankaracharya taught. So many acharyas have taught. But for an ordinary person, it's confusing. It's confusing for us. Is God a person or not? Are we part of God or not? Are we God or not? So there's so many questions. There have been debates going on for thousands of years. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made it very simple. Achinta Beda Abeda Tattva. Simultaneously one and different. Like Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we are also same quality as Krishna, but we're not the same quantity as Krishna. So Prabhupada Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made it very simple. Yes, we are God in quality, but not in quantity. Achinta Beda Abeda. We are God, but we are also not God. So like this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made it very simple for an average person to understand. He also mentioned that Kevala Ananda Khanda, that this Gaura Katha, this Gaura Leela that we are reading, it always culminates in hearing and chanting about Krishna. That's very simple. It's joyful. Kevala Ananda Khanda. Gaura and Nitai, they came to this world to give us this joyful process to understand Krishna's position and to chant Krishna's name. like we know in the Adi Purana, Vishnu says that I'm not in Vaikuntha, I'm not even in the heart of the yogis, but wherever my devotees are chanting, there I go and sit. So wherever Krishna is sitting, wherever Kirtan is going on, that's Vaikuntha, that's Vrindavan. And if we want to please Gauranga Mahaprabhu, we have to please Nityananda Prabhu. And if we want to please Nityananda Prabhu, we have to please Gauranga Mahaprabhu. But if we want to please both of them, all we have to do is chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made it very sweet, very simple for even an average person in Kali Yuga. We can understand. And therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Kiba Vipra, Kiba Nyasi, Sudra Kena Noi, Jai Krishna Tattva Veta, Sei Guru Hoi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, it doesn't matter whether we are sannyasi, whether we are householder, whether we are, you know, brahmachari, vanaprastha, whether we are sudras. Doesn't matter, the varna and ashram. But if you know the science of Krishna, Jai Krishna Tattva Veta, Krishna Tattva, if you know the science of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you can become a guru. Like we can see in the Chaitanya Leela, like, you know, so many devotees came together. You know, Haridas Thakur, you know, he comes from a Mohammedan Muslim family. But Advaita Acharya, after performing the Sraddha ceremony for his parents, he gave the pinda to Haridas Thakur. Why? Because he was the greatest Vaishnava, Nama Acharya. And when Ramananda Roy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met him in Kavur, the Lord embraced him and they both were crying in ecstasy discussing Gaura Leela, and the locals couldn't understand. Why is the Lord embracing a Sudra? What happened to him? Is he lost his mind? So they couldn't understand. Like this, there are so many instances where, you know, some were Muslims, and some were Sudras, some were high-class Brahmanas, some were Vaishyas, some were doctors. But, you know, like the profession and the birth didn't matter as long as they were pure Vaishnavas. 100% pure Vaishnavas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave them mercy and empowered them. Without that, without pure bhakti, he did not want to do with anyone or anything. There's this pastime of this, when the kirtan was going on in the house of Srivas Thakur, there was a brahmachari, he was very austere. He was following brahmacharya, vrata, he was a celibate. And he would only drink milk. And he begged Srivas Thakur, please, please, I just want to hide somewhere and just watch the kirtan. This is my one, you know, one final request, please allow me. So Srivas Thakur, being kind-hearted, allowed him. So this brahmachari was hiding in the house watching this kirtan that Mahaprabhu would perform in private in Shiva Sangha. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all of a sudden, he mentioned, oh, Srivas, I'm not feeling my usual ecstasy today. Is there anybody here? Is there any outsider here? Is there anybody that's here that's not supposed to be here? And Srivas got scared and he said, no, my lord, there's no ordinary people here. You know, there's nobody here. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him again and again. Finally, Srivas said, yes, my lord, there is somebody here, but he's not a sense gratifier. He's actually like got very strict control of his senses. He's a brahmachari. He studies the Vedas. And he only drinks milk. Mahaprabhu became like fire. He told him, what nonsense, how did you allow him without my permission? He can be reading the Vedas, he can be drinking milk, he can be controlling his senses, following the Brahmacharya, but he is not a bhakta. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, get him out of here before I destroy him. So this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was showing that no matter who you are, if you're not a devotee, he had nothing to do with that person. Especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu avoided Mayavadis. Even for sense gratifiers like Jaga and Mada, he gave him so much mercy. But if somebody was a Mayavad, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not tolerate, he would avoid. So like this, Krishna Tattva Veta Sei Guru Hoy, doesn't matter our background and birth and like this. If you are Vaishnava, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, under his instruction, that person can become a guru, especially with the Indians. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, Bharata Bhumi Te Haila Manushya Janma Yara Janama Sartaka Kari Khara Paropaka. He says, anybody who's taken birth in this Bharata Bhumi, his duty, his foremost duty is to perfect his life and spread Krishna consciousness. Janama Sartaka Kari Khara Paropakar. Paropakar. We have to help others, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. So this is the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He gave such bona fide teachings that the whole world is in need and the whole world is lacking. And he requested us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu compared himself to a garden. And he compared this garden, Bhakti garden. And he has cultivated this garden of Bhakti and is bearing these fruits of love of Godhead. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I'm one person, how much can I distribute? I need help. I need help to distribute these hundreds and thousands of fruits of love of Godhead. And Prabhupada said the same thing. I'm just like one old Indian man and I'm able to do so much. Spread Krishna consciousness wherever I go in the world, they're welcoming me. So any gentleman, any Indian gentleman, anyone you would meet, you would instruct them, why don't you join me? And we can spread Krishna consciousness together. Pranair Arthair Diya Vacha Sreya Acharanam Sada. In Krishna, in the 10th canto, Krishna says that we should use whatever energy we have, whether we have wealth, whether we have knowledge, whether we can speak, or whether we have intelligence, we should use it all in Krishna's service. And then we will automatically become happy. If we notice anywhere in the world, anybody that's doing welfare work, even mundane welfare work, they automatically have riches, they automatically have fame, and they automatically have everything they need. Even in the material world, you never see a person that's working hard for the society. He's never poor. It's not like a person is doing help to others and he doesn't have a place to stay or food to eat or like that. No. We always find anyone that's doing charitable work, even in the material world, they have all the facilities. People love them. They get all kinds of benefits. So in other words, they are taken care of. The Prabhupada would say the same thing to us. Don't worry about your own salvation too much. Prabhupada said, you chanting 16 rounds, following the regulative principles, you're fine. Don't worry about yourself too much. You're already taken care of. Just give to others. Give to others. You will be automatically taken care of. So this is the beauty of our parampara. Our parampara means our family business. Like Vaishnava Prabhu wrote this book, our family business. Just like in India, you go to Vrindavan or Chennai or anywhere, they have a family business. You know, the parents, grandparents, the carpenter. In Jagannath Puri, you see like thousands of years, the family tradition will go on. Some are like pandas, some are cooks, some will make the chariots, some are, you know, hairdressers, some are barbers, you know, so many occupation, family occupation is there, and the children, grandchildren, they all continue. It's so beautiful to see. Generally, our parampara, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told all the Goswamis, and the Goswamis told their disciples, and like that, you know, it's coming down to us. And they all even asked for help. They all asked for help. Even Advaita Acharya, you know, his Mahavishnu and Sadashiva combination, he was praying for help from, you know, worshipping Shaligram Shila, and said to Krishna, please come. These people in Navadvip, they're wasting their life. They're just busy in performing rituals, weddings, and this puja and that puja. Occasionally they chant the names of Krishna. And Advaita Acharya thought they were fallen. What to speak of us? And then even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself said to Nityananda Prabhu and others, like we just discussed, I'm a gardener, I need help spreading these fruits. And like this, even
not able to hear Mataji.
Yeah. Prabhuji got dropped off, Mataji.
Yeah, maybe he's trying to get back. We are waiting, Mataji. Maybe he wait. He will again join me, find me.
Hare Krishna. Sorry, Mata. It got disconnected, the call.
Yes, no problem, Prabhu. You can continue.
Yes, so we were discussing how even, you know, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he was praying to Krishna. That, you know, Bhakti Vinod Thakur was such a powerful personality. He would chant 64 rounds a day, he would only sleep 2 hours, and he had like 11 children, and he was a high court judge. And he was so powerful, he was so efficient, still he was praying, oh Krishna, please help, send me somebody who will assist me. So Bhakti Siddhanta came, and that's why we call him Ray of Vishnu. And even Bhakti Siddhanta, it says one time, he was feeling dejected by the, you know, so many oppositions and so many bogus philosophy, and he couldn't single-handedly do anything. He was feeling down. And, you know, Srila Prabhupada also, you know, he would say to us again and again, you know, I'm an old man, what can I do? By the help of my American, European disciples, I'm spreading, conquering the world. And yesterday I was listening how Prabhupada was saying, there is one rich family he knew, and this family, the grandmother of the family, she was such a nice Vaishnavi. And she made a rule in the family that if anybody don't come to morning program, they have to pay 5 rupees fine. That was the, you know, standard she set in her family. Everybody should come to morning program. And Prabhupada, laughing, he said, we should also have such a thing in our society. If somebody don't come to morning program, then they have to go out and at least sell one Krishna book that day. Prabhupada was mentioning. So Prabhupada said, that is the fine in our International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And then he was asking the devotees, like, is that all right? And everybody was chanting, Jai Prabhupada. So even in the middle of a lecture, Prabhupada was talking about morning program, still immediately, you know, he thought about like distributing Krishna consciousness, distributing books. So Prabhupada wanted us, this is our family business. Prabhupada wanted us to assist him. Just like Prabhupada said, just like Ram Chandra, you know, he conquered Ravana through monkeys. Like Prabhupada said, I'm conquering the world through my monkey-like disciples. And even though we don't have much, you know, we're not like so organized and this and that, like big corporation. But still, we have the right formula. Just like the Ravana's army. You know, they were so trained, they were so organized, they were, you know, powerful Rakshasas. But Ram's army, they were just like monkeys, and they didn't even, not trained to, you know, they were just fighting with sticks and stones and teeth and nail. You can't even train them. You cannot even sit in one place. They have no concentration. They just run here and there. You try to give them a class. But still, they had the Ram Naam. They had the names of Ram. Therefore, they were victorious. Like that in our society. We may have so many problems. We may, you know, we're not perfect. Nobody is perfect. We have fallen. Like one time, one devotee wanted to see Prabhupada, but another devotee will not allow him to see Prabhupada. And Prabhupada asked him, why are you not allowing him to see me? And Prabhupada said, oh, Prabhupada is very fallen. And Prabhupada said, yes, ISKCON is for the most fallen. So we're like imperfect, we have so many problems but in our society, but we have the names of Krishna. Therefore, we are going on successful. Even after the Acharya passed away, 40-something years ago, still we are going strong. We are making so many devotees. We are building temples. We are being recognized all over the world at ISKCON, you know, great society of purity, and, you know, pure Krishna bhakti. So this is the blessing that we have. We don't have so many material things, but spiritually we have the right formula. The essence is perfect. And anybody goes out and meets people, and these people will become fortunate, just like we became fortunate. Not like, I don't know about you all, but it's not like I was going around in search of God. But, you know, some devotee went out and then we met him, and then our good fortune started. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, that Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Bhai Bhakti Lata Bridge. He says the soul is wandering within this Brahmanda, this universe, the cycle of birth and death, sometime as Brahma, sometime as Indra, sometime as Indra Gopa, sometime as dog, cat, like this. In one lecture, my guru said, it's not like you become a dog and then you become the next, you know, you become a wolf or a jackal or something like that. You have to become every breed of dog there is before you can go to the next level. If you become a cat, it's not like you have one cat and then one cat birth and then you go to the next level. You have to become every cat, every breed of cat. This is really shocking. Like this, we are wandering, you know, so just for a few years, we are so, you know, puffed up with our position and birth and education like that. And then one second, everything is finished. How many times we are hearing over and over? We hear like, oh, such and such, he was fine, you know, he was fine. He just went on a business trip. Oh, he had a heart attack, and then it is like finished. You, nobody never hear about him, talk about. Like even like big stars, how many stars we are hearing? Oh, Sri Devi, you know, she went for a wedding in Dubai, and then they bring back like dead body. Jayalalitha, you know, how much how much wealth, how much power, you know, how much fame, unbelievable. And it's just like you don't hear about her anymore. It's just like nobody even knows. Can you imagine the last days of suffering, no matter who you are? Chief minister, prime minister, you know, actress, and your Steve Jobs, you're like, no matter who we are, we just like short term, we're like flying high and then we just finished. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says this is the greatest disaster. That's why Krishna says, Svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bayat. Go from this one body to another in ignorance is the greatest fear. Mahato bayat, Krishna explained. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bhagyavan Jeev, who is the Bhagyavan Jeev, who is the most fortunate? Guru Krishna Prasadepai Bhakti Lata Bij. One who comes in contact with Guru and Krishna, then he becomes the most fortunate. So I heard one story recently. It's a very beautiful example of what happens when somebody meets a devotee. So we all know this great Maharaj Ambarish in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So Ambarish Maharaj, he had a brother. And this brother was atheist. He didn't have any faith. He didn't want anything to do with the Vaishnavas. You know, it was just complete opposite to Ambarish Maharaj. So Ambarish Maharaj, being a compassionate Vaishnava, just like all of us, we worry so much about our family members. So Ambarish Maharaj was worried about his brother, and he said to his brother, oh, and he said to Narada Muni, said, my dear Lord Narada Muni, my brother is in Maya, I worry about him so much. Can you please preach to him? Can you enlighten him? You've done so much. You've converted so many sinners. You've converted so many demons. Can you help, please, my brother? So Narada Muni said, I don't think so. I can try, but I don't want to go near your brother, but I will try. So he went to his brother. And Narada Muni, when he went to his brother, then the brother didn't want to see him. The brother was like chasing him away, you know. The brother was like, don't come here, you Vaishnavas, you rascals, like this. He was chasing him away. And Narada Muni got scared. And as he was running away, Narada Muni just said to his brother, he said, just remember this. Let me just leave you with this message. Just remember this one thing. He said, when you die and you go in front of Yamaraj, just ask Yamaraj, what is the benefit of coming in contact with a Vaishnava even for a second, even for a moment? Labha Matra Sadhu Sangha Sarva Siddhi Hoy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, even this Labha Matra, even a moment association with the Vaishnava, Labha Matra basically means when the time that it takes for the upper eyelid to touch the lower eyelid. So Narada Muni told to Ambarish's brother, that when you go in front of Yamaraj, you ask him, what is the benefit of unknowingly even contacting a Vaishnava even for a moment? So anyways, the brother sure enough died and went in front of Yamaraj. And they were going to punish him and judge him. So he said, Yamaraj, I have a question, if you will kindly answer me before, you know, I'm punished severely. So Yamaraj said, yes, what is it? So he said, I wanted to ask you that what is the benefit of coming in contact with a devotee coming in contact with Vaishnava, even unknowingly for a moment. And Yamaraj didn't have an answer. He asked his assistant. They didn't have an answer. So they went to all the devatas, Brahma, Shiva, like this, you know. Nobody could answer. Everybody was like, we don't know. We don't know what the answer is. We don't know what this answer is. So finally, Yamaraj took him. He took him to Vaikuntha. Took the brother of Ambarish to Vaikuntha to ask Vishnu himself. So they went in front of Vishnu. And the Yamaraj asked, so this person, before being punished, he wanted to know this answer, but we don't have an answer. Can you please clear our doubt? What is the benefit of coming in contact with the devotee, even unknowingly, even unfavorably? So Vishnu said that I promised in the Bhagavad Gita that yad gatva na nivartante tad dhamam paramam mama, that anyone who comes to my abode, they will never return to the world of birth and death. So this soul is come here to my abode, and he is not going back to hell. He's not going back to the material world at all. He gets to stay. So Yamaraj was amazed. That was the answer, that even unknowingly somebody contacts a Vaishnava, the destination is that we will have the association of Vishnu eternally. So Yamaraj was amazed. Yamaraj actually gets this kind of lessons all the time, and whenever Krishna shows his mercy, he's blown away because it's, you know, beyond his judgment and jurisdiction. It's just, you know, Krishna's compassion supersedes like all his law. So this way we can understand this philosophy, how it's given to us. And even when we go out to share, even somebody has no knowledge what they're receiving. And then they get so much mercy, whether they see Rath Yatra or Harinam, or, you know, whether they meet us on book distribution, they take prasadam. Somehow or other, you know, they just hear the holy name or see deities or see Krishna, meet devotees. Then they immediately get like so much unlimited benefits. And this is the request of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that we need to go and share this mercy to anybody and everybody that we come across. So is there anybody have any questions from this session? I'd just like to stop here.
Hare Krishna, Shastakrit Prabhu, Dandavat Pranam, so good, Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much. This is Preeti Patini. Thank you so much for being on our call. This is a very beautiful class. Really love the story that you and it was very wonderful. Thank you. And also the point that you made in the beginning, reminding us of how fortunate we are to be in this time of Lord Chaitanya. Actually, just happened a few minutes ago. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you for the very beautiful class. Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mata. Nice to hear your voice.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all goes to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. A very, very wonderful class, Prabhuji, and so many points you covered. And Prabhuji, see, nowadays there are so many gurus and so many, you know, Chinmaya Mission, and like you said about the Prajapita Brahma Kumaris and all these Mayavadis, they just come up and they are so popular, you know. Our Krishna consciousness is not so popular, you know. It's very hard to understand for the people. And they yeah. very easily go with them. So why it is like that, Prabhuji? Because of the Kali Yuga is progressing, and why it means people see before, like, you know, people were so pious and they so easily get attracted to the devotional service of Lord Vishnu, but now it's very hard, and they mostly go for impersonalism, or like some are atheist, and some are like you know, they just go for karma kandas. So why it is like that, Prabhuji?
Yeah, that's a good question, Mata. It's a combination. It's a combination of you know, it's also our duty to reach out, because most people are actually innocent, and if we don't go out and teach them, then they will just go with whatever they find. Like in India, for example, like ISKCON is doing a wonderful job. Like, you know, we are making like so many devotees, and even like the, like, you know, Modi and so many others, they're recognizing our efforts, like Akshaya Patra and, you know, Bhakti Vedanta Hospital, and, you know, our Bhakti Vrikshas and IIT preaching, and, you know, our Mayapur temple, and like this. So, you know, people are recognizing, and ISKCON is huge. So when we go out and spread, you know, people recognize and people follow and join like that. But it is a deep philosophy that have, especially when you talk about the regulative principles. Like Prabhupada was preaching to one South Indian man, and he was teaching Sanskrit to the devotees in Andhra Pradesh. And Prabhupada, he wanted to stay with us. And Prabhupada said, oh, we have these four rules and regulations. And this Brahmin said, yes, you know, never, never in my life I've broken illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, all these things. I'm totally qualified. And Prabhupada said, oh, we don't even drink like tea or coffee. And then this man immediately like, oh, Swamiji, why you're so rigid, you know, why you're so strong? He couldn't follow that. So so people find it hard. People find it hard to, you know, accept this rules and regulations that we have, because anywhere else they go, there's no rules and regulation. But Prabhupada said, just like when you have diamond, not everybody can afford. But if you have a 99-cent store, there'll be a big queue to buy products. But if you have a diamond shop, very few customers will come. But Prabhupada said, that doesn't mean you throw away the diamond. You have to realize what you have is so valuable. So it's a combination of Kali Yuga, and also when we are not doing our duty of going out and spreading. Like Prabhupada gave three basic things for us. Prabhupada said, do Harinam, do Prasadam distribution, and do book distribution. Very basic, very simple instruction, and he personally showed us how this whole society was started from these three activities. But if you look around, even in our temples, we're not doing these things anymore. We are becoming like so creative and so advanced and so famous that we even forgetting like the basics. So when we forget the basics, then immediately the mercy is lost. So we have to always remember and focus our duty to diligently go out and give them mercy. Otherwise, people will naturally be cheated. So it's also our responsibility. So it's a combination of Kali Yuga, people are insincere, and also we are not reaching out to them. So This is like something I can think of.
Yes, Prabhuji, thank you very much. And also, Prabhuji, I like the point when you said there should be some kind of a fine when you don't come for the Mangala Arati. And like, I think it should be for Bhakti Vriksha also, because sometimes devotees simply say, oh, sorry, I cannot come. But there should be something.
Prabhupada was mentioning how, in this age of Kali, we easily give up. Like I was watching a memory where Prabhupada was walking in Kolkata. He was walking around a park many, many times. And there were like 80 devotees following him. And Prabhupada kept walking and walking, walking. And then gradually, one by one, everybody left and went back to the temple. Except for like two or three devotees. So Prabhupada asked him, where did they all go? And then they told him, oh, they all went back to the temple, Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada said, oh, just see how easily we give up. We have no determination in Kali Yuga. Prabhupada, just from this small example, Prabhupada was making some deep point. Like, just see how easily we give up. We have no determination in Kali Yuga. Anything else, Mata?
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a beautiful class. So many things to learn. Prabhuji, as Mataji, it's a continuation of the previous question as Mataji asked, like, there is no philosophy in other religions. We see that they don't read some books or they don't follow the previous acharyas. So, Prabhuji, when we meet those people, so what... like which book we can give to them so that at least they can know some philosophy, or initially how we can preach them, so, because they are not ready to listen us so much philosophy. Like when we see, as you said, like when we see Krishna, he looks so beautiful to us but not to them. So how we can make them understand that you should also follow some philosophy and not do whatever you like. So, please suggest, Prabhuji.
You're talking about Indian audience or Westerners?
Prabhuji, mix, like sometimes Indians also do like this. I am normally speaking about the Indians only, because it's a... It's difficult to make them clear, like we should follow, because Westerns don't know anything, so it's easy to preach them, like whatever we are saying, they are ready to accept, but Indians don't accept very easily.
So. Yeah, but the Indian people, usually like I give them the book, The Science of Self-Realization, and that book, Prabhupada systematically explains all our misunderstandings and establishes Gauranga Mahaprabhu's position and Srimad Bhagavatam and chanting and like that. That's like a great book to give. And also I find like we have to give association to people. When the people come in our association, gradually all the misunderstanding goes away just by devotee association. So we have to like invite them and not worry so much about the result of converting them or changing them overnight. But if they just come, people are very intelligent. If they're in the devotee association, they hear kirtan, they take prasadam, they hear katha, and we treat them nicely. And the main thing is they may not remember the philosophy, but they will always remember how you treated them. So we should always give prasad. We should always be like giving. We will not be attached to the result of whether they change or don't change. And they will change. They have a good feeling, they have a good experience. They want to come back again for more association, more association, more association. And then just matter of time, you know, they will easily, you know, let go of whatever they're holding on to, and they will just become initiated devotees. So just like Prabhupada in the beginning, he didn't tell them don't take drugs, don't eat meat. He just kept giving them like gulab jamun and doing kirtan. So that's the formula that always works, wherever the person is. We leave them with a good impression, and they should always be welcome to come back. Nobody should be like excluded or rejected just because they have some misunderstanding in the beginning. Even if it takes somebody 10 years, a chance 16 rounds, that's nothing. Because we've been in this material creation for like 10 million births. So even if somebody takes 20 years to become initiated devotee, it doesn't matter. But we should be open. We should be open arms, always welcoming, and keep giving. We have to keep giving. I heard one story how Jaipatak Maharaj, when he had this stroke in 2008, and everybody was praying and so worried. So when he came to consciousness, and the first person he saw was a nurse, so he called her closer and put his hands on her head and blessed her. I mean, it's like she doesn't know who he is, and he doesn't know who she is. He's just passing through, and he went through so much pain and coma. But as soon as you come to consciousness, immediately, like, in the mood of giving, no judging, no criticism, no calculation, just give, oh, how can I give mercy to this person? And that person's life is eternally benefited and changed. So the secret is to be their friend.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Tanak pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhu. It's a very, very wonderful class, especially question and answer was so nice. And I also like the point you see as the Rama. All the monkeys, they were Lord Ram's party, their behavior, they are actually... All the management was not proper, but still they had a name of Lord Ram. That's why I like, because even though we are so much of lacking in practicing devotional service, but we have Krishna's name. That is the point I like. And then, Prabhuji, and how if we give the book to the Westerner, which book we give to them first?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. So, with the Westerners, I tell them that Bhagavad Gita is a book on yoga philosophy. I always tell them, like, you know, I always ask them, have you tried any yoga or meditation? Some say yes, some say no. And we tell them these books, they talk about the philosophy behind the yoga asanas. And I tell them, like, Gandhi read it, Martin Luther King read it, and Nelson Mandela even memorized Bhagavad Gita in the prison. And they talk about, like, karma, yoga, meditation, like that. So people nowadays, they like to know more about the root of yoga, the root of meditation, the root of vegetarianism, like that. So I also give them one of my guru's books. My guru wrote, Devamrita Maharaj wrote this book called Hiding in Unnatural Happiness. It's like an introduction for Westerners so they can understand the concept of the Bhagavad Gita. Or I even give them Science of Self-Realization. Or I give them Raghunath Maharaj's Journey Home or Journey Within. So many of our Maharajis have written introductory books where the Westerners can relate to. So I always give them like two books together for the Westerners. One introductory book and one Bhagavad Gita. Like I always tell them, this book is like high school. I'm referring to like Self-Realization or Journey Home or or hiding an unnatural happiness. I tell them, this book is like high school, the Gita is like university. So once you read the high school, then you'll be ready for the university. And they immediately like that. And we also give them some beads and show them how to do the meditation. And they give donations. So it's they easily accept when you tell them these books are not religion. It's about yoga, meditation, philosophy. It talks about the consciousness, talks about the soul. Immediately they like it.
Yes, Prabhu, you told last time also same thing. I mean, I sometimes do book description. I also said like that. It really works for me. I have one question. When we try to do book distribution, what should we do, Prabhu? It's very difficult to get the courage. We should pray to approach and give to them, even though we sometimes put book in the bag and we go out to grocery or somewhere, and then we like to give book, but the courage is inside. It's very difficult to get that strength to approach the people and give the book. How should we pray?
I find out that if you set up a book table, it's much easier to distribute. Because I used to go to the airport in Los Angeles for 8 years, and you have like 20 seconds before you have to convince somebody and give them a book, because they're running, they're businessmen. But, you know, after a while, you know, my energy was not so good, so I started distributing books from a book table. But it works out that it's much easier and more results are coming. So you get permission, whether it's an Indian store or outside like Walmart or Target or in university. In university, they also have like a free speech area. So you put a book table and you make a nice sign saying books on yoga meditation, and you sit down behind the table and you chant Hare Krishna. You'll see how many people come to you to ask you about the books. It's like so attractive. And if people are walking by, we just tell them, excuse me, you tried any yoga meditation? Take one of these books with you. That's all. And many will turn around and come to you. Some are just walking by because the mind is absorbed somewhere else. So you tell them, excuse me, you tried any yoga meditation? Or with Indians, they keep a tray of halwa or maha cookies or something. Some Indians walking by, just call them, take some prasad, and they will immediately come. And then you give them prasad, and then you tell them, I know you already have these books, but take one and give it to a family or a friend. We're trying to spread our Sanatana Dharma, something like that. But when you sit behind the book table, it's much easier to spend long time. Like you can even sit behind the table for 5 hours and chant and read and like that. And in the meantime, Krishna will definitely send some nice people. You just have to find some busy location, nice location, and make a nice signboard saying Om and Hare Krishna or Namaste. Please try these books on yoga, meditation, stress relief, karma-free, vegetarian books. You can write so many things and people read that and they'll come to you.
Yes, Prabhu, thank you so much. Thank you for wonderful class, Prabhu.
Thank you for your service.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all great Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. Thank you very much, Ashram Prabhuji, for the wonderful class.
Mataji, we are not able to tell you
the time, and especially how to distribute Srila Prabhupada book. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Bol. We always see that you are sitting in a global mall with Mataji's, and how simple and how sincerely you are distributing Srila Prabhupada book.
Thank you, Mata, for your kind words.
anyone else has any comments or questions for Prabhuji? Okay. So thank you all so much for joining. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for the very beautiful class.
Thank you, Manta.
One chat.